Some weekend shout outs. Sarah, we start with you.
Yes, I would like to give a shout out to the lady at Bed Bath & Beyond that yelled at everyone that was waiting in line. So it was very busy yesterday, right? And we're all in line, and then you have to wait, you know, obviously in line for the next register. So this lady was on her phone. She was a little bit distracted. And the lady behind me goes, "Wake up, people!" and like yelled at her. And I turned around and I'm like, oh my, and it just kind of gave her.
So it was a customer that yelled at another customer.
Yes.
For not paying attention.
Like, I just kind of turned around and mean mugged her because it's like, you, lady, are the reason why people get in fist fights in stores. Like, this lady was like just distracted. She's trying to, you know, do a couple things.
Yeah, but to be fair, you should be on your phone if you need to pay attention to get that line moving. Because it's already, you're already waiting in line for that long. And it is, I mean, as much as we like to say that we have the Christmas spirit, some people take the spirit out of us.
No.
And if it's somebody not paying attention on their phone.
Way to put it on them. Some people take the spirit out of us.
It's just like, hey, man, I'm all in the Christmas spirit. And then this person is not in the Christmas spirit because they're not taking in the whole, like, ambiance of Bed Bath & Beyond. They're on the phone.
Do you think the lady that was yelling at everyone, you think she was in the Christmas spirit?
I think she was until she saw somebody talking on the phone and it was holding up everybody else. I think she was doing a service to all the other Christmas shoppers to be like, hey.
She better be glad it wasn't me she was yelling that at, okay?
Well,
you gotta be careful.
You deserve to be yelled at if you're on your phone and not paying attention and the line's moving and there are people behind you that are waiting because it is not your time. There are other people at that store. You need to wake up and Christmas shop the right way.
It wasn't her place to yell at that lady. That's my point. Like, we're all adults here.
All right, I have a shout out. Listen, I gotta give a shout out to Justin from Don Wessel Honda. We got a new car. I mentioned this last week.
Yes.
But listen, he dances. I call him a dancing salesman. he did so much information, helped us out so much to get Emily's Honda CRV, which is, you know, she's one. It was great. We love it.
Yeah.
But I was like, dude, you do everything here, don't you? And he's like, yeah, and I dance. And I'm like, well, show's a dance.
Offers that up.
Oh, yeah.
And I dance.
He did the robot.
Stop.
He said that he was like, you come back and I might even do the worm if you get another car. And I'm like, well,
the worm, that's almost worth it.
That's tempting. And so I started calling. I'm going to start to call Justin at Don Wessel, the dancing salesman, because he will dance.
Little silly Billy.
Like, he helps you out, but he'll also, like, give you a little dance. Like, what do you want? I bet he'll do a river dance.
What do you want, a medal? I'm going to start calling him the dancing salesman.
Yeah.
And I'm sure
he appreciates me. Ask for Justin, the dancing salesman at Don Wessel Honda.
Hey, Fox says he's going to start calling you the dancing salesman. I'm going to come in here and buy a car from you.
Do you break dance also? Did you? What else do you do here?
And I'm going to start calling.
Anyways, that's the dancing salesman. It's Justin. He's a Don Wessel Honda. So go visit.